1 Chronicles, chapter 12. Now these are those who came to David to Ziklag, while he was a fugitive from Saul the son of Kish. They were amongst the mighty men, his helpers in war. They were armed with bows, and could use both the right hand and the left in slinging stones and in shooting arrows from the bow. They were of Saul's relatives of the tribe of Benjamin. The chief was Ahiezer, then Josh, the sons of Shammah the Gibeathite, Jeziel and Pelet, the sons of Asmaveth, Barakah, Jehu the Anathothite, Ishmael the Gibeonite, a mighty man amongst the 30 and a leader of the 30, Jeremiah, Jahaziel, Johanan, Jozabad the Gedrathite, Eluzai, Jeremoth, Belia, Shemariah, Shephashiah the Harifite, Elkanah, Ishai Azarel, Joezer, and Jashobim, the Korahites, and Jola and Zebediah, the sons of Jerome of Gedor. Some Gadites joined David in the stronghold in the wilderness, mighty men of valor, men trained for war, who could handle shield and spear, whose faces were like the faces of lions, and they were as swift as the gazelles on the mountains, Ezra the chief, Obadiah the second, Eliab the third, Mishmanah the fourth, Jeremiah the fifth, Attai the sixth, Eliel the seventh, Johanan the eighth, Elzabad the ninth, Jeremiah the tenth, and Machbani the 11th. These of the sons of Gad were captains of the army, he who was least was equal to 100, and the greatest to 1,000. These are those who went over the Jordan in the first month, when it had overflowed all its banks, and they put to flight all who lived in the valleys, both towards the east and towards the west. Some of the children of Benjamin and Judah came to the stronghold to David. David went out to meet them, and answered them, "If you have come peaceably to me to help me, my heart will be united with you, but if you have come to betray me to my adversaries, since there is no wrong in my hands, may the God of our fathers see this and rebuke it." Then the Spirit came on Amasai, who was chief of the 30, and he said, "We are yours, David, and on your side, you son of Jesse. Peace, peace be to you, and peace be to your helpers, for your God helps you." Then David received them, and made them captains of the band. Some of Manasseh also joined David, when he came with the Philistines against Saul to battle, but they didn't help them, for the lords of the Philistines sent him away after consultation, saying, "He will desert to his master Saul to the jeopardy of our heads." As he went to Ziklag, some from Manasseh joined him, Adnah, Jozabad, Jediael, Michael, Jozabad, Elihu, and Zilathai, captains of thousands who were of Manasseh. They helped David against the band of rovers, for they were all mighty men of valor, and were captains in the army. For from day to day men came to David to help him, until there was a great army, like God's army. These are the numbers of the heads of those who were armed for war, who came to David to Hebron, to turn the kingdom of Saul to him, according to the Lord's word. The children of Judah who bore shield and spear were 6,800, armed for war. Of the children of Simeon, mighty men of valor for the war, 7,100. Of the children of Levi, 4,600. Jehoiada was the leader of the household of Aaron, and with him were 3,700, and Zadok, a young man mighty of valor, and of his father's house 22 captains. Of the children of Benjamin, Saul's relatives, 3,000, for until then, the greatest part of them had kept their allegiance to Saul's house. Of the children of Ephraim, 20,800, mighty men of valor, famous men in their fathers' houses. Of the half-tribe of Manasseh, 18,000, who were mentioned by name, to come and make David king. Of the children of Issachar, men who had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, their heads were 200, and all their brothers were at their command. Of Zebulun, such as were able to go out in the army, who could set the battle in array, with all kinds of instruments of war, 50,000 who could command and were not of double heart. Of Naphtali, 1,000 captains, and with them with shield and spear 37,000. Of the Danites who could set the battle in array, 28,600. Of Asher, such as were able to go out in the army, who could set the battle in array, 40,000. On the other side of the Jordan, of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and of the half-tribe of Manasseh, with all kinds of instruments of war for the battle, 120,000. All these were men of war, who could order the battle array, and came with a perfect heart to Hebron, to make David king over all Israel, and all the rest also of Israel were of one heart to make David king. They were there with David 3 days, eating and drinking, for their brothers had supplied provisions for them. Moreover, those who were near to them, as far as Issachar, Zebulun, and Naphtali, brought bread on donkeys, on camels, on mules, and on oxen, supplies of flour, cakes of figs, clusters of raisins, wine, oil, cattle, and sheep in abundance, for there was joy in Israel.